Roman Gerodimus is founder of the Greek Politics Specialist Group and a senior lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University. He told me about the parties likely to form a coalition.
Well, it seems that there's going to be a coalition eventually between New Democracy, which obviously won the election, the Democratic Left, which is one of the smaller moderate left parties, pro-EU, and then PASOK as well, the socialists, who are one of the main pillars of the pro-Euro camp. The question is whether they will all agree that they should go ahead with, you know, forming a coalition government, because PASOK is asking for Syriza, you know, the main anti-bailout party, also to take part in a national coalition government. So it's putting certain conditions which clearly can...
PASOK, of course, formed the government previously, didn't they?
Indeed, yes.
How important is the charisma, if you like, or political acumen of Antonis Samaras, the leader of the New Democracy Party, who's likely to become the Prime Minister?
It's a very interesting question because Mr. Samaras obviously has been at the forefront of Greek politics for many years, indeed for decades. He's not particularly popular or trusted as a political leader. To be honest, I mean, New Democracy's share of the vote is one of the lowest in its history, but it obviously polarized a lot of people and it attracted a lot of people because it was seen as the only solution for Greece to remain in the Eurozone, versus obviously Syriza's completely anti-bailout stance. I mean, Mr. Samaras has evolved a lot, and his positions and his strategy have evolved over the last couple of years, and he now seems much more determined and much more flexible in order to form a government, in order to do whatever it takes, in the code, to have that government, have these conditions for Greece to go forward. So it's not so much a matter of charisma, I think. It's not like he's, he's particularly popular or particularly sort of attracting, appealing to the Greek political psyche as much as being sort of a necessity or at the right, place at the right time in order to lead that effort.
Is he not going to need some political charisma, though, to bring together this alliance, which doesn't look as if it'll be an easy one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the alliance or the coalition, the early indications are that it's not going to be a very straightforward affair, to be honest with you. I mean, I would be surprised if we get a deal tomorrow. I mean, it may happen, but it seems like we're not going to escape or be spared of the political theatre and the posturing that has dominated Greek politics for quite a while now. I mean, one theory is that Mr. Samaras might even lead the government himself. I think that's quite unlikely, but he has been under pressure to nominate a figure like Mr. Papademos, the previous prime minister, whose reach or appeal would cross party lines. Even if that doesn't happen, he could still, in his government, certain technocrats or respected political figures to demonstrate that this is not just a New Democracy government, this is not a traditional government, but it's actually a sort of national coalition government that is bringing together the best that can obviously go forward to the European Union and reach a better deal, if that's possible.
It's Roman Gerodimus of Bournemouth University.